And good evening, Galway. Another Tuesday night, another souffle. In this case, the Go Completely souffle number 13 on your wireless, which at this moment is synchronized with GoCom Radio.
GoCom Radio, the voice of the people.
So, episode 13 in this series. Superstition, a common construction of reality or a consensual hallucination. The good news, you can actually choose what you think. Like the man said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right. And whilst we ponder that, let's have a spot of music. What have we got here? Oh, nice.
Thank you. teacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Passin' Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Gary Bloody Lineker. To be honest, I always thought he was flaky as a player and smarmy as a commentator. But he kind of redeemed himself when he opined on the UK government's cruel plans to stop desperate people fleeing persecution, war and dictatorship. Refugees, as they're called. The boy Lineker just mentioned that the latest rules to make non-people out of refugees was a tad fascistic. To be fair, the fash were more interested in getting rid of people than stopping them getting in the first place. But I think the wider point's fair. Unfortunately, what he said was lost in the crossfire, and it was the BBC that took the kicking. All this talk of vermin and invasion, that's just the UK government, ably egged on by the running dog lackeys of something called GB News. Never heard of GB News? Well, its star presenters are Nigel Farage and Jacob Rees-Mogg. All this talk brought about an unexpected rush of feeling among the British general public. For now, it turns out that the British are not as venal as their ruling classes. But watch this space. This sort of thing can change very quickly. They can reach a tipping point and just flip. And don't get me started on freedom of speech. I'm not in the mood, really.
Got this fire, so rich and butchered of gin, Jesus, me good, my help. I got this holler that I'm stuck with Gary and another man's child. The solitary star, announcing vacancy burned out as a you got. I don't respect across the border, really knew that we'd survive. And the world surprised to see us, so they greeted us with palms. And they asked for ammunition, acts of contrition and small arms. Wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up. With a slap or a kiss. Wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up. There must be something better than this. I got this imaginary radio and I'm punching up the dial. I got the AC turned on the TV so so it won't blow up in my eye. And everything that I thought fanciful and not is to extreme must be family and a demon here in the strange land of my dreams. And I practiced in my likeness of St. Francis of Assisi. And if I hold my hand outstretched, a little bird comes to me. And I might recite a small prayer if I ever shed them. I lay down an iron frame and found myself in bed. Stepping on the fingers that were stretching through the bars, wailing echoes down the corridors. Wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up. With a rhythm slap or a kiss. Wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up. There must be something better than this. Strapped to the steel trunk of a Mustang, but move it down a cypress grove where traitors hang and stars still spangle. They dangle flags and other rags along a colored thread of twine. They drag the bruised and purple heart along the road to Palestine. Someone went up muttering in ancient 30 pieces. Easter saw a slaughtering, each wrapped in bloodstained fleeces. My thoughts return to vengeance, but I put up no resistance. Though it seemed a long way from my home, it really was no distance. Wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up. With a slap or a kiss. Wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up. There must be something better than this. Life goes on. The ringtone rang out Jerusalem into the pit of sadness where the wretched plunge. We're buried all the innocence. We must be revenge. We must be revenge. We must be revenge. Wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up, wake me up.
here we are in Townland. Curious place, not quite the usual bizarre reality. Kind of similar, but different. My pal Albert, number six, is being held here for some reason. He's wandering around the place, taking notes, being even more confused and bewildered than usual. Then there's number two. In fact, there seem to be several number twos.
Number twos.
I do grow up, number six. Anyway, this number two, pack it in. This number two character has started to impose all these curious rules and regulations on our hapless hero.
Well, Stan, sorry, I mean number 17. What curious nonsense will we experience today, I wonder? Evil clone doubles? Truth serums? Brainwashing?
Our mutual acquaintance, number two, has been attempting to get all our deepest thoughts out of us for some reason.
He's really determined to know why I've turned me Mobley off and why I refuse to be a docile member of this newfangled townland society. I've already told him everything I know.
What do you do in the afternoon?
Well, I've given him the answers he wants, but he just keeps asking. I've started to make things up. That'll teach him. Which reminds me, Stan, sorry, number 17, what are you here for?
Some bloke offered me a radio show on a new station. Apart from that, I'm not sure, Albert, number six. Number two. Albert. He seems very determined to control the flow of jazz on the radio station here. He says there's not enough of it.
Well, he'd be right. I've been here a few days now, and the other presenters just seem very keen on playing elevator music and anything by Robbie Williams. Never been so bored in my life, Stan. Frankly, we need ripe young tunes, plump melodies that are ready for the picking. Well, listening to in this case. Tell you what, have you got any Shuby Taylor?
Shuby Taylor? Who's Shuby Taylor?
Do some research in the Townland Library and get back to me when you've learned more about him. Your ears will love you for the rest of your life.
I've actually had the entire music library surgically implanted into my head. It was part of the deal for the show. Ooh, check this, Albert. Good call, number six. Shuby Taylor. Hey, it's like a soundtrack to my more dislocated moments. Very good.
Blooming genius, more like. Oh, no. Not the sleepy gas again. See you in a little bit, Stan. I've been invited to the Green Dome again. Oh, I'm too old for this blooming nonsense. I'm 93, you know.
I am number two. Stop that. You are number six.
Oh, heck, not this nonsense again. My name's Albert. Albert. If you can't be bothered to get even the basics right, then I've lost all interest in you.
Why did you turn off your mobile surveillance device?
I've already told you. You've not been listening. I've told you at least 27 times since I've ended up here, and every time you drag me in here, you ask me the exact same blooming question. If you can't be bothered to listen to what I've already said, then stuff you. Have you got a memory problem or something? I shall not boil my cabbages twice, never mind 27 times.
Number one needs to know.
Well, that's all very well and good, but hold on. Number two, number one, why are you naming yourselves after bathroom ablutions? The whole concept of this place is turning out to be very, very silly. How are you expected to maintain an air of mystery and total domination over we plebs when all I can think of when you say your name is a trip to the Thomas Crapper?
We have ways of making you talk, number six. By hook or by crook, we will find out why you left your employment.
I've already told you. I don't know. You don't need to use a blooming hook or a crook.
You will tell us, number six.
I am not a number. I am a Freemason.
You will tell us, number six.
Oh, I'm not having that. I'm not having any of it. You can tell your number one, but his number two is an annoying little pipsqueak. I refuse to tell you any more. So there. Now, get me out of this comfy chair so I can partake of my morning milky brew. Seven sugars.
So, mate, how was the interrogation?
Blooming waste of time. I'm sure that bloke's got a screw loose. Rule one, if you're going to be an interrogator, try actually listening to the person you're interrogating.
Well, I don't think Townland works quite like that, Albert. Number six.
See, blooming tedious. You know what we need to do? We need an escape plan.
Exactly as planned. Number six has finally decided to escape. Spoiler alert, he fails to leave the townland because it's all in his mind.
This week on Special Offer in the Shop, new improved souffle powder. Buy one, get one free. Just add water. Good evening, townland.
Crippled by my failures and the ache I left behind, back to old forgotten places, I remember names and faces. Left behind, back to old forgotten places, I remember names and faces. Love you gave me. strong enough to save me. Getting tired of being just a loser on the run. Standing here, I put myself inside the county line. Shaking at the doorsteps of this life I left. Put myself inside the county line. Shaking at the doorsteps of this life I left.
degraded photocopy of human intelligence in its entirety. And even in that much reduced form, ChimpGPT, even with extra monkeys, still can't write a damn script for an imaginary radio show. And that was the final time I'm going to mention ChimpGPT. I've released the monkeys into the wild, or to put it another way, that's the logical endpoint of a vaguely amusing take on the real world, ChatGPT. You may have heard of it. Another photocopy of human intelligence with a bit more definition. But hang on. The very idea of intelligence has an old white bloke with a beard history. And besides, intelligent, according to what definition? Three-stratum definition, Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligence, the Stanford Binet intelligence scale. Rather than call it intelligence, there's a neat acronym I came across, Systematic Approaches to Learning Algorithms and Machine Inferences. SALAMI, in short. It's kind of more real, do you know what I mean? And then the question becomes, is this SALAMI intelligent? Or does this SALAMI deserve human rights? Better still, could this SALAMI write a PhD or a novel? As it is, the training data for ChatGPT is believed to include most or all of Wikipedia, pages linked from Reddit, billion words grabbed off the internet. It can't include, say, ebook copies of everything in the NUIG library. Books are protected by copyright law. Thing is, though, the humans who wrote all those words online overrepresent white people. They overrepresent men. They overrepresent wealth. And what's more, we all know what's out there on the internet. Vast swamps of racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, and our old pal, neo-Nazism. I don't know. Just saying.
Thank you.
that tune represented the sort of mood I was in just then. That was Brad Meltzer's version of Bowie's Life on Mars. Enough said. Anyway, that was then. This is now. Tell It Like It Is, Ritchie Valens. Yeah.
Thank you.
I learned in a year. I'll tell you what you wanted to hear. Like anything is possible here, but I'll probably be gone in a year. Like I was reading palms, it was clear. As if I got a job and a fear. As if it wasn't not what it is. The fog is clear if you saw in a mirror. And it's all the fear. Like I know where you stay. Took off and landed. Same hour Tuesday. And I woke up Wednesday on another planet with a different language. I had nothing to say. It was water, it's clear. It was all for fear.
Sorry about that, just realised the time. And, as has been noted elsewhere, it's a truth universally acknowledged that time's what stops everything happening at once. Anyway, we seem to have made it through to the end of episode 13 without any major mishap. There's even a word for it. Soufflé, triscade, ecophobia. Hoo-ha. So, this is Stanny signing off the Go Completely Soufflé on GoCom Radio. Thanks for listening. There's a stream on the Hear This platform, and do me a favour. If you like the show, share it. If you think it's an appalling waste of attention, check your pulse. There's a playlist on the stream too. As befits episode 13, you may have noticed my mood's been a bit dark this evening, but it's all an act. None of this is real. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters much to me. But because you've been such a patient audience, I'm going to finish with a spot more Shooby Taylor. Times like this call for more of the good stuff, not less, wouldn't you say? So, good evening, Galway, or more accurately, we're out of here. Exit stage left, pursued by bear.
Shoo-zoo-zoo-wa, shree-da, shra-la-la-wee, wee-doo-saw, shra-la-la-ha, dwee-dee-blah, wee-dee-saw-da-ra, la-da-da-shree, lo-poom-pa, la-da-da-shra, wee-dee-saw, la-da-da-ra, we da da sa people, little bit, it's a little to be me. We da ra, sabada ha, sala ra, sala ha, ya. We da sa, ha, ba da shrad, ra, ba da pa, sa little bit, shrad, sa little bit, we, shoopy spra, shabala ra, sa little di spra, shabala ra, sweet really pa, sa little ra, he shra, sa little do the la, ba da little, baby, we, sa little do the la, ba da little, baby, we, Little wave, 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 little wave